A few days ago, I emailed Simon Rogers, the editor of the Guardian's data blog, who has been awarded the Statistical Excellence in Journalism Prize. The chance to speak to someone so visible appealed. So when Simon Rogers said he could speak to me and was willing to call me on his mobile, I was keen. Okay, so the phone bandwidth is a bit limited, and I did edit it a little, but next time it'll be straight. Simon Rogers speaking on the train to Telford.
Yeah, I think on one level it's stuff that journalists have always done. You know, certainly if you talk to people who work on, say, the FT, one of the other winners works for the FT, Chris Charles, they would say, well, I've always used spreadsheets and numbers and stuff, but I think it's not been true of general reporters. And while it's meant that, financial news, for instance, has been well reported, to data, I think a lot of general news hasn't been. At the same time, what's happened is there's suddenly lots of data out there which wasn't there before, because, you've got governments that are opening their kind of data vaults, and you've got leaks, things like WikiLeaks, and you've got huge data sets around. There's never been more data available, and we've never had also such great kind of ability to do stuff with it. So that kind of combination of stuff means that actually we're in a position where we can be this kind of bridge between the people have the data but allows it explaining it, statisticians who are by and large not great at explaining data. And then the real world who want to understand it but don't. And we can be the kind of the gap between the two.
How much of the data is public and how much needs to become public and more accessible?
Well, I think a lot of it is public, but it's like you have to know where to look, which is ridiculous. So, for instance, public spending data in the UK, the government can say, we publish tons of data, we publish every single item over £25,000, for instance, by a government department. But you try and kind of get involved in that data, it's really quite tricky. There are hundreds of spreadsheets to manipulate. It's not easy. It's not made easy for you. And I think what we can do, because of the kind of tools we have, our kind of journalistic sense of what's interesting for people, is make that stuff much more available and accessible for people. Otherwise, it's just being printed in ways that make no difference to anyone. There's a National Audit Office report out this year, quite recently, which we wrote about. But it said that essentially nobody looks at this stuff. Nobody, government side, published land countries, nobody looks at it. The only time they look at it is when it's made accessible. So, for instance, crime maps that AWOX does do get quite good traffic because they're accessible in a way that people can use. But the public spending data doesn't hardly anyone looks at it, probably half of us. And the reason is it's tricky to get involved in, and it's off-putting. And for most people, it's difficult enough to kind of make it something not worth bothering with. So I think what we can do is hopefully kind of bridge that gap and make it easier for people.
Yes, you mentioned having a journalistic eye or a hunch when you approach the data. And that's the most important, or the prime goal, really, give somebody an idea of a bigger picture.
I'd say that's absolutely true. I mean, basically what we do, I guess, is we've learned that basically the time that people are really interested in particular set of statistics is when they're in the news. So it makes sense for us to do that anyway. But also, it's kind of, behind every news story, there's a set of data that you can tell us and break down for people. So, it makes the story bigger and more interesting and deeper.
I mean, there's some suspicions that some of the data's not accessible in a sort of an intentional way. I suppose that could whet the appetite a bit more for seeing if something's being hidden by it.
I think a lot of it's still published in ways that aren't very accessible. So, for instance, things that are published on PDFs, data sets published on PDFs, might as well not be published at all because they're so difficult to get out properly. So, is that deliberate or not? I don't know. I think if you said, I think there's a lot of sources and perhaps don't really get it, don't really understand why bother to do this stuff. I think it's about more than perhaps deliberate, because the great card you can play now with government departments, for instance,